You're listening to Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
And back with Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate as we zero in on the apartment market in Portland. As I've said time and time again, it is red hot. And for those of you out there, I know real estate, there are a lot of people in real estate in the Portland area. People love real estate here in this part of the country. And if you've been in the residential market and taken your lumps the last few years, you've learned your lesson. And the apartment market, even more specialized than residential. I think pretty much anybody could get into residential. Apartments, different story. And there are a lot of commercial realtors out there who focus on, you know, the full gamut of properties. But at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, all they focus on is the apartment market. And there's so many moving parts to these transactions, very different than even a typical commercial real estate transaction. So that's why we bring in Joe. We try to bring him in every quarter. It's been a while since we've talked. And that's why today we want to really focus on what you need to know. If you're thinking about investing in the apartment market, Joe, what do the folks in our audience who are thinking about taking that first step, what do they need to know when they're hiring a broker?
Well, what they first... The first step of action should always be interview as many brokers as they can that has a specialty in the apartment market. And the reason I want to talk about this is we were in a transaction about a month ago, and we were dealing with, let's say, a broker that doesn't have the expertise in apartments, and they had a buyer, and it was a downtown building. It was a brick building, and the building showed really well. It was a really clean building with great returns, and apparently the buyer thought it was an unreinforced masonry building and backed out of the deal at the last minute, because they thought it would take all this money to have the seismic upgrades for earthquake. And what it turned out, after they backed out of the deal, the broker told me this is the reason why, without doing all the due diligence or even following through, and maybe she just didn't know the broker how to do the resources to get the information, but the building wasn't unreinforced masonry. It was a brick facade, so it was a wood frame construction with brick veneer, and it was one of the best foundations in the probably in the building that the inspector has seen that I hired to go out and take a look at it to, you know, validate what I believed it was instead of what they believed it was. But it was too late at that point. The buyer was already gone, and the broker gave her wrong information without doing her due diligence. So the reason to find the right broker is so crucial, because in that example, the buyer lost out on a good buy. I didn't have any access to the buyer because I had to go through the broker, and it was all filtered. And I don't know what the owner, or I'm sorry, I don't know what the buyer actually heard from my side of the transaction. So to hire the right broker, there's a lot of things to be considered here. And one is make sure that it's a specialist. That's the first thing, is make sure you're not dealing with a real estate broker that doesn't have this experience daily with the apartment market. Because when you deal with a professional in the apartment market, you do get a higher price if you're selling because of all the knowledge, the investment experience, the negotiation skills. Really helps out in a higher price that's the fair market rather than a lower price if you don't have that expertise. The second thing is technical expertise. This is really on how to evaluate all the due diligence, as I gave you that example earlier. But knowing how to go through the expenses, the seller's expenses, making sure to ask the right questions, know how to understand the income approach, know what the rent roll looks like on a gross income and what the expenses are going to be going forward. Also looking at how to get the financials for the property, going through all the numbers and getting a lender in communication with the buyers to make sure that they're getting the right loans out there today, because that affects the deal. That's the debt coverage ratio has to be met, and then there's a debt service. And if the debt service is higher, then the cash flow is lower, and then buyers usually think it's not the best deal. So very critical there. The third thing is having a knowledge of 1031 capital gains and how to defer those through a 1031 exchange. If you're working with a seller, they're going to sell the property. Maybe they help them sell the property, but they don't have the expertise or the knowledge or the resources to find the upleg property for them, which now the buyer has to find a property in 45 days or they have to pay capital gains. So they could have huge losses there if they don't deal with the right, you know, broker that specializes in this. The fourth item, this is something interesting because this is standards of practice. And according to the code of ethics for the standard of practice for the National Association of Realtors, Brian, it calls that the services of a realtor should be provide clients and customers the standard of practice and competence which are reasonable expected for their specific real estate engagement. So if you're selling houses and you try to sell an apartment, that's not your specialty. Therefore, you're actually violating the code of ethics with the realtors. just like I would never try to sell a house because we specialize in apartments. And that's where a lot of people overlook because they think they have a friend that sells houses and they go, hey, you know, I know a realtor and they can help me buy something or they can help me sell my building. And it's just a whole different animal.
Yeah. Sally, the realtor who's sold one home in the past 10 years, and but she's got her license. So that happens often too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And more times than not, I mean, there are some good brokers out there that have experience. But for the most part, there are a lot of them that really have never been down this road with apartments. They don't know what they're doing and they shouldn't really engage in that activity. The fifth and sixth, these are two areas that this is where they lack a little bit on just having the resources. One is they don't target specific marketing, meaning they don't have the resources to go after all the potential buyers. They don't have the clientele base to send out the marketing flashes, the updated listings, and get the market moving with that property because they just don't have those resources into that classification of buyers that need to buy that type of building. The other side that goes with that, number six, is utilizing the listing agent for positive marketing because a lot of times within this niche community of apartment brokers, there's reputations out there. And when someone lists a property that nobody knows or never heard of or is with, you know, one of the residential firms that doesn't do a lot of apartment transactions, there are brokers, believe it or not, in the marketplace that prefer not to work with those types of brokers. And that's just the facts. Likewise, if you list it with a specialty broker that handles apartments every day, there's a higher reputation in the market that they know what they're doing, they're an expert, and you know the transaction is going to go smoother and there's probably going to be a completion at the end of the day.
Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, joining us as we move toward the bottom of the hour here on FM News 101. Only about a minute left, Joe. This segment has just cruised by here, but let's connect the dots real quick and just, I mean, I want to drive home the fact that these are very different transactions, very different animal than a residential deal, and you really need to work with somebody like yourself. And there are other great brokers in the market, but you guys lead the market.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. And I will say this, though. There are some educated brokers out there that we get call-ins from a residential broker that says they have a client that has an apartment, and they ask if we'll give them a referral back, and we'll gladly do that, and they'll pass over the transaction to us. That happens quite a bit, actually, because of our reputation, and we love to work with those brokers, too, and they're making the right decision.
That's the best way to get it done. Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. If you'd like to attend their monthly Apartment Insider reports, now that's the big one we do. You've got the monthlies now as well that are, I mean, really, you're packing the house here. Go to josephbernard.net or call 503-546-9390 to get yourself signed up for the next one coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Joseph Chaplick, thanks for joining us. When we come back, we'll talk residential real estate. John DaCosta joins us by phone to talk foreclosures. He's up next.